money.
I'm going to stay in my arena, which those of you that are first-time listeners to the show, as a reminder, for my full-time career, I actually do mortgages. So that's part of the money circle that I represent is mortgages and getting a loan for your home. So I thought I'd talk a little bit in my arena today about during the money chat. For any of you first-time homebuyers out on the market, or even if you're not a first-time homebuyer, but you're shy or low on down payment, there are some great zero down loan options available in the market. And you do not have to be a first-time homebuyer for the one that I'm going to talk to you about today. There are income restrictions, but give or take, depending on the area that you're going to be purchasing in, under 100 grand, most likely you'll qualify for one of the down payment assistance. Now, there's a new program that's just available, which is a grant. And so unlike some of the other down payment assistance that I've brought into studio before, there's some type of either there's a payment that you're making on that down payment assistance, or if you're not making a payment, because there are ones that are a 0% interest, but you're actually paying it back when you sell your home. This one I'm going to talk to you about today is a new program. There are no payments because it is at a 0% interest rate, but it actually is a grant, which means that you do not have to pay it back. Now, why are they offering these programs? Because they want to help first time, and not, again, it's not for first time home buyers, but in for a moderate income category bracket, which again, in our local market here, around 100,000, it's worth to pick up the phone and give a call, because most likely you'll qualify for one of these programs. So if you could get into a home and get a down payment assistance that you don't have to pay back, no monthly payment, it's a really, really great opportunity. And maybe you do have money for a down payment, but you meet the income restrictions to qualify for it, why not utilize someone else's money and be able to keep that money? So maybe you can invest it with one of my guests in studio here, Janice, that helps manage your money. So there's a lot of things that you can do that with that, especially if you can get free money. Now, the down payment assistance is a 5% of your loan amount. So with a minimum down payment program, it's 4.95% of the purchase price. Let's just use 5% for an easy example. So that's going to cover all of your down payment. And if you're doing a lower down payment program like an FHA loan versus a conventional, it's actually going to have some that can contribute towards your closing cost and prepaids. Again, you do not have to be a first-time home buyer, but you do have to be owner occupying the property. So this is not for you investors out there. They're really looking to help in the primary residence arena to help people get into home ownership. And there are no recapture taxes, no penalties for utilizing this program. So you can turn around and sell your property anytime you want to. So it's really simple. There's nothing complex about it. You just have to meet the maximum income restriction in order to qualify for the program. And again, if you have questions on anything regarding the down payment assistance or grant program, pick up the phone and give my show a call. 1-855-400-1150. Again, that's 1-855-400-1150. And you can always reach me online at themoneyhour.com. I do stream all of our shows. We've got many segments, so you can listen just to the money chat that you're hearing today if you're just catching a little bit of it. And you can hear a rebroadcast of that or a podcast of it on my website anytime. Now, on the income limitations, the maximum income restrictions, if you are purchasing with a spouse or a partner and your combined income is more than the maximum income allowed to qualify for the grant for down payment to purchase your home, if one of your incomes can be utilized and qualify for the program just using that one income and you don't need both incomes, you can leave the other person off of the loan, the spouse or a partner, and their income will not be included in the maximum income because it's not a household income requirements. It's an income based on how many people are actually on the loan, and that's what they're using. So it's a really creative option there. Great credit score limits. If you've had a little challenge in the past, it's okay. Minimum credit score is 620. And debt-to-income ratio is very forgiving, which is 45%. And I can almost guess that anybody that's listening right now is not going to be buying at 45% of their gross income. So it's really forgiving on what you can actually approve for. Now, also, I encourage, this is for first-time home buyers. This is not for second-time or move-up buyers. This other piece I want to bring in, which is the MCC Mortgage Credit Certificate Tax Credit, which is through the Washington State Housing Finance Commission. So again, you do have to be a first-time homebuyer to qualify for this. These are two separate benefits. So your grant down payment grant is off on its own. Your MCC or your tax credit is off on its own. You can combine them together if you qualify for both, or you can use either or if for some reason you don't qualify for both of them. Now, what this tax credit is, it is pretty simple. It's a 20% credit on all of the interest you pay on your mortgage for the life of the loan, dollar for dollar. Take a look at your amortization schedule and see what you're paying in interest and take 20% of that. Dollar for dollar, that gets credited back to you. It's not a deduction, meaning like your deduction of homeownership, which is great as well. You get that in addition, but that's actually a percentage of. This is a dollar for dollar credit, so 20% of the interest. It just comes right back to you. And you can actually amend your W-4 with your employer so you can see this benefit on a regular basis, and that way it really helps in your payment and being able to manage that payment. On a, let's just use a $300,000 loan for an example, $10,500 in the first year for interest. I'm just using it at 3.5% interest rate, which actually interest rates are closer to 4.5, but I don't have my calculator and I just wrote this down, so we're going to go with it. 20% of that is $2,100. So you divide that by 12, it's $175 a month. So on a $300,000 loan, you're going to get at least $175 a month savings with a 20% tax credit. So the Washington State Housing Finance Commission is going to provide a certificate. You're going to include that in your tax returns, and it just says that you're special because you're a first-time home buyer and you meet the income restrictions. In King County, Snohomish and King County, the maximum income restriction for a family of three, a child would count as three, so mom, dad, child, that would be a family of three, is $97,000. And if you're two, so you don't have any babies yet, just mom, soon to be mom and dad, maybe. That's $90,000. So a lot of you might meet that maximum income restriction that is required. Now, on the MCC tax credit, it is actually not a loan program. It goes in conjunction. Same with the down payment assistance. It's not a loan program. It's a grant that goes in conjunction with your standard loan. So you can use it with FHA financing, VA financing, USDA, conventional. So all of your finance options out there available, you can tag with it the grant and the tax credit. There are purchase price limitations depending on the market that you're buying in, but you can give me a call, give the show a call, and ask any more detailed questions that you might have on that. And coming up next on the Money Hour, the minimum wage increase, what does this mean for you? I'm excited to hear what Janice has to think about it. She is my financial planner representing the show and a lot of my listeners here on the Money Hour. And I'm going to have her up next. Again, Janice Hammond with Sunrise Financial Services right here on 1150 AM KKNW after the short break.